It's Brad Hawkins, the 12th District Senator from the state of Washington. And Mr. Hawkins, tell me about something really major happening in the legislature with emergency powers. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been big news this week, and good to be on with you, Jason and Kaylee. So I serve on the State Government and Elections Committee in the Senate. It's one of my committee assignments. And we have heard for 2 months, there are almost 2 years now, about the state of emergency that the governor has declared for COVID and then the subsequent statewide mandates and orders that he has been able to issue because of it. And many of us have thought we need a reform to our state's Emergency Powers Act, because our Emergency Powers Act was sort of designed for earthquakes, mudslides, wildfires, and flooding and things like that. So this week we had a hearing on Senate Bill 5909, and it was sponsored by a Democratic member of the Senate to reform the governor's emergency powers, and there were almost 6,000 people that signed up to testify for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it passed the committee. Basically, what the bill would do is, if the legislature's out of session because the state of Washington has a legislature only convening for certain months of the year, but if the legislature's out of session, then if the Speaker of the House and the House Minority Leader and the Senate Majority and Minority Leaders, if all four of them can agree to end an emergency declaration after at least 90 days, then they can take action to do so. So I think it's not perfect, but it's something's better than nothing. And so I voted for the bill, and it moved out of committee.
Yeah, I can see that. And for you, doing this on a bipartisan basis, and I guess that's when the other, a party controls the legislature, you kind of have to look at it that way. And something's being done about the issue here. So that moving along, and I have been tracking that bill, notably coming from a Democrat. So there's some bipartisan agreement on that. Now, quickly, the other part, because we have just about a minute left here, is the next phase of the legislature. Lots of floor votes, you're saying.
Yeah, so today is a major cutoff day, February 3rd. It's the date for bills that have been referred to their policy committees to advance out of their committees successfully, or they're done for the session. The fiscal committees, like the budget committees, they have another week. But mostly, we're going to be exiting away from the committee process and entering into the Senate floor voting process. And it'll be a busy phase of the session, but look forward to that in the next week or 2 weeks.
Okay, all this because of the truncated every other year 60-day session. How about yours? And we've got just a couple seconds here. Your bills that are going that are in, say, the other committees right now that are looking at it. Are you optimistic?
Yeah, my housing bill has advanced out of committee successfully and could come to the full Senate at some point this next week for a vote. The voluntary school district consolidation bill is before the budget committee, and it's scheduled for a vote soon. So I like my chances on those two.
Oh, capital. So that's the work being done. Lots of it on a bipartisan basis. Really a lot of it from 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Sir, thank you for being with us, and we will join up with you again next week at this time. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jason.
All right.